Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dan Regester.
What up?
And Dylan Schimmerer.
Hey, Billy. First things first, happy birthday, Bill.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
24?
25.
Bill turned 25 today.
25 and still alive.
Getting old.
They said I'd never make it this far.
Is that a Kanye lyric?
No, I think it's a Biggie lyric originally.
I think Kanye said he wasn't supposed to make it past 25.
Oh, yeah, that's a Kanye lyric. But Biggie says, like, thank you to all my neighbors who called the police on me when I was down on the corner selling crack, just trying to make money for my daughter.
That's what
I say, too.
Lyrics do we know? Let's just get them all out.
Let's just talk about rap music. Let's get real hip-hoppy in here.
It's one of my favorite subjects.
Should we go back to talking about the game?
Yeah, we could talk about the game some more. He's tall, good at basketball. That's sports. No. All right, well, before we get into the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Final, we got some golf talk, some baseball, some football even, and some Olympics. We got some Olympics news, apparently. I've just been informed by Dan. Before we get into all that, we've got a special promo going on Rowdy Gentlemen at rowdygentlemen.com. Where you can use the code BACKDOOR, that's one word, for 10% off your entire order to gear up for summer.
What? 10%?
Now, what do you know about summer? As a season, it is
generally
hot.
Warmer, I think.
It is hotter.
Dan, here's a math problem for you. What's 10% of $95?
10% of
$95. $9.50.
That's like, Dan, man.
Dude. If you ask a math problem and I know the answer, I'm going to say it because I don't know any math.
You wanted to brag that you knew it?
No, because I don't think I've ever known the answer to a math problem in my life. That might have been the first time.
Wow.
But summer's typically warmer.
Generally.
Yeah.
Sunnier.
Always. Usually how it goes.
People go to the pool.
Lake.
The beach.
Yeah.
There's boats sometimes.
Slip and slides.
Vacations.
Kiddie pools.
Then you got the weirdos that kind of switch it up and go to the mountains.
Well, fuck those people. What are you doing? You're messing up the whole promo.
We're trying to push trunks here, Dan. What the fuck are you doing?
So when it's hot, you need swimsuits and you need t-shirts. You need hats. You need tank tops to go to these places and not look like a buffoon. You can't go to the beach in pants.
Yeah, you idiot.
What are you, Larry David? Figure it out. Go to rattygentleman.com. Use the promo code BACKDOOR. Get yourself a new swimsuit. T-shirt, tank top, hats, whatever else you need to look good. 4th of July is rapidly approaching. We're less than a month away. You need some patriotic gear to wear to your 4th of July party. Go to rowdygentleman.com. Use that code BACKDOOR. Get 10% off.
10% off, though. Is there a catch to that?
There's no catch.
It's just a flat 10%.
Flat 10% with the backdoor. I don't have to give away my firstborn child or
you're going
sign up for some type of like newsletter.
It's you're just going 10%. In the back door. No newsletter. No catch.
Huh. Okay.
You don't have you just get that 10%, cut it right off the top.
It's a modest discount, let's be honest.
Fucking go home.
It's modest.
Yeah, it's a modest discount.
Yeah. We're not giving it to you.
But you know,
you still have to pay for 90% of it, so.
Yeah, sure. 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 We got 10%. You pay for the other 90.
Yeah. We got your first 10%.
Free shipping over $25.
So. Hey. Fucking A.
It's easy to spend $25 on
that.
It's
even
site.
More money it we're is. Just trying to give away. Anyway, on to the NBA. I almost would rather just keep going with this promo than even talk about this series. Like,
it's been lackluster.
So the Golden State Warriors are up 2-0 on the Cleveland Cavaliers for those who have not been paying attention.
I've enjoyed every second of it. I don't know what you're talking about.
The Cavs are going to pick one game up. They're going to get one.
I don't think.
They're going to get one.
Sure, maybe they do.
They're going to win.
They might get one at the Q.
Dude, it's the NBA Finals. This is a pathetic, like, the fact that we're having to say that is so sad.
Do they play tonight?
They play tonight.
They do. They play tonight.
They're winning game three.
You're calling game
Cavs
three?
Cavs win game three. I said they're going to win game one. They're going to win one. It's going to be a five-game series. They're winning one. It's going to be tonight. Cavs by six.
I am okay. Cavs by six, Dylan says. Golden State's favored by 3.5. On the road in the finals is almost unheard of.
I was going to guess that the line would be fairly close
to
pick them. Yeah.
I'm flip-flopping back and forth between rooting for the clean sweep so that we can see somebody accomplish something special, which is
16-0.
Going 16-0 in the playoffs has never been done before.
That'd be dope.
They've already, every game they win right now, I think 12-0, or 13-0, they set the record, and now every game they win going forward is another record. But I'm flip-flopping between rooting for the sweep and rooting for Cleveland to pull off what would be the greatest championship win in the history of the NBA. If they could find a way to beat the Warriors, which they can't and they won't, it would be the best. It would put LeBron in a tier with Michael Jordan by himself. Because think about that. If he was able to pull this team,
yeah,
J.R. Smith's running around turning the ball over 19 times.
This would be LeBron's fourth ring, if I recall.
Yeah.
MJ has six, I want
to
say.
I mean, we don't even have to talk about it because he's not going to do it. But if he did, it would be incredible.
It's not going to happen, but it would be cool.
Here's a theoretical question. If you add anybody in the NBA, one player that's not on Golden State, to the Cleveland Cavaliers, is it a series? Like, who would you add to make it a series? I'd say probably only Kawhi Leonard and maybe Karl Anthony Towns and maybe Anthony Davis. But, like, those are three guys.
What position do they need?
they need a center.
They need a scorer.
They need guys who can get a stop on defense. Kawhi.
They need a scorer.
The problem is,
like, this is never going to happen because they don't have enough cap space at all. They could never bring any of these guys in,
right?
Clearly, but just a fun little question because, like,
it's a good question.
You know, it's the one because thing of what they did with KD. When Durant joined the Warriors, everybody's like, there's only one basketball. The same bullshit that with every super team, like, how is this even going to work? There's not enough shots to go around.
One basketball.
It's like, I mean, I get it. That's the obvious issue that you have to address when you piece together that many scorers. Has it been a problem?
Because
it doesn't seem like much of a problem. Like,
there's
Durant's,
one basketball, but they put it through the basket a lot.
Durant's getting his points. Curry's getting his points. Clay's getting his
points. Like, I mean, Draymond hasn't really had a good game this entire series. So
They don't need to score. Draymond and Clay just have to lock down guys on the other end.
And get boards.
And the game is over.
Yeah.
I think
and
Clay's
that's what
kind
we've
of,
seen so far.
I think Clay's a little irked by that.
I don't think so. I think from what I've read, the frustration that you see with him is because of his shooting, because he hasn't shot the ball as well as he wants to. He's fantastic on the defensive end, better than anybody on the floor in this finals. So, apparently he's totally happy as long as they're winning. He just gets a little frustrated when he's not making every single shot.
Right.
This is a guy who can score 45 points in a quarter or whatever, so I guess when you're missing a couple threes, it gets frustrating. I don't know anything about that life.
No.
You know? I don't know what that's like.
It's frustrating. Yeah.
Here's the thing with this series, too.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest talking points now is, like, could Golden State be the 95-96 Bulls? Yes. Yes, they could. Because they have four future Hall of Famers in their prime.
I find it interesting.
Borderline five with Iguodala.
How offended old school basketball guys get with this comparison. And here's the thing. The Bulls were great. Nobody would ever argue that they weren't.
Right.
They had the greatest basketball player in history.
And another top 50 guy.
The thing that's overlooked all the time is that they had how good Pippen was is widely undervalued in on the scale of history so far.
He's a top 50 all-time player.
And as good as that team was, I do think they would lose a 7-game series to the Warriors, and I don't think it's ridiculous to ask that question.
It's not ridiculous.
I don't. Why do these old dudes get so pissed off?
Okay, there's never been a team that has the scoring capability that this Golden State team has.
They just make
never.
It rain threes.
And they're really
never.
Good on defense.
Threes beat twos.
There's just never been a team this good, I think is the argument at this point. It's not, like, it's not an insult
there
to
have been
Jordan
teams,
and the Bulls, man. It's
there have
not.
Been teams that have played better defense, but not teams that have played better offense, not better teams
honestly,
that,
Golden
that
State,
have played better overall.
Right.
Golden State's pretty undervalued defensively. Like, Klay Thompson is one of the best defenders in the league.
I think this is the first series where we finally started to see some attention, the spotlight put on their defense a little bit more. Because, honestly, it's not even something I had really noticed.
Right. I mean, Durant, really good defender.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, awesome defender.
Here's a question, and I really don't know the answer, so I'm going to ask you guys. You probably know more than I do about it. How long will Golden State be able to keep this core unit assembled?
Well, Steph has a contract coming up, right? He's going to get paid.
Everybody, all have. Apparently.
When he's due to get paid, someone else has got to go.
I have seen arguments that they could. Now, they all have to take less money than they could get elsewhere for this to happen. But that they could make it work for, like, several years. For 5 to 8 years or whatever.
You know what's funny? You know who has a higher, like, team salary than the Golden State Warriors? Because I think they're at 6 right now.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers, clearly. But the Orlando Magic at 5.
Oh.
Yikes.
I don't know who they're paying.
Who's their best player?
Are they still paying Dwight for some reason or something?
Like, they got rid of Oladipo.
Wait, who's their best player?
Yeah, Oladipo's
in OKC. Like, I don't know who. I don't even know who's on the Magic now.
Who remains in
Orlando? I couldn't tell you who is in Orlando now.
Don't know. Because so they got a lot about their squad.
So it could happen. They could stay together for several more years.
They all have to take pay
with
cuts.
Some fancy structuring of
now,
contracts.
It could also blow up after this year. I think at least one of their big four is up for a
and I mean,
contract.
I think Durant can just opt out any year, right?
Right.
Player option.
Yeah,
he has the option.
That'd be kind of funny if just Durant just starts like going from
bouncing
team to team.
From team to team. No,
he just becomes like a bounty hunter.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens, especially because I think the NBA, if this ends up being a sweep, which there's a very good chance now, much better chance than there was before the series started, obviously, when there's two games
I think they
now.
Won it, too, especially after last year, losing 3-1.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It would be like they're
pretty pissed.
They want to sweep the Cavs.
The whole team is motivated for the sweep, and Durant being the guy who's been added on, is motivated by the – like, that dude knows how to harness the hate as well as anybody. Like,
plus, he gets a little slack for the whole LeBron. Like, people think LeBron owns him. And he's just, this entire series, he's just like, no, fuck that. Fuck that rhetoric.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to show you I'm
he's taking
arguably the
arguably
second best.
Arguably as good or better,
best.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's definitely taking it personally. And you can see it in the way he's been playing. Like, I mean, you have to be able to dig deep to continue to pour it on when you're beating the shit out of somebody. You have to be. You got to find some level of anger in there somewhere. And they've been.
I love the cocky Warriors when they're rolling and they start like dancing on the court.
It's a fun team to watch play,
dude. It's insane.
Cocky.
It's like
cocky.
Watching the Harlem Globetrotters, like, except they're all famous instead of just being random black dudes who didn't make it into the league.
Like Tiny Steph, just like kind of like stomping on the court.
I hate
LeBron to the hoop.
I hate him so much. He double dribbled on that play.
In game one, I thought KD was going to break his wrist. He was dunking so many times.
That was one of the bigger defensive lapses I've ever seen in the playoffs.
Wide open.
Much less the finals.
Yeah.
They
power
kept clearing
dunks.
The lane
yeah.
for the 7-foot tall guy.
Maybe that was part of their strategy to let him hurt himself
doing?
On the rim.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Is it me or is Cleveland giving minutes to guys that really shouldn't be getting minutes? Like Richard Jefferson's been on the floor,
dude. They have
the
no,
entire game.
They have no choice.
They got Deron Williams, just like it's, giving them nothing,
dude. That's what Golden State does to you, though. Like at no point in any series or during any part of the season were you looking at the Cavs going, "Who are these schmucks? They're running out there with LeBron." But now that they're up against the Warriors, I had the same feeling. I'm like, "Who are these fucking slapdicks out there?"
Here's the thing, too.
Get some All Stars.
LeBron's they were All Stars back in like 2008.
Well, but 2006. Come on, they have Kyrie and Kevin Love starting with LeBron, and I'm still like during one of their rotations when I look out at the court, I'm like, these guys suck dick.
But then GM LeBron gave away all his first round picks for like Richard Jefferson, but like Kyle Korver, Deron Williams.
Korver hadn't done shit.
He hasn't done anything.
He's been completely worthless. Nobody can get open against the Warriors' defense.
It Which is good.
There is no, I'm doing air quotes, spreading the floor. It doesn't exist because everybody's playing one-on-one and locking their man down. What are you going to do? I don't understand what they're supposed to do.
I don't even think JR is taking a shot.
He looks like trash.
He just hasn't shot the ball.
You cannot shoot the ball if Kevin Durant is standing on your corpse. It's not possible.
Not even sure like Kyrie showed up to the series yet. Like he got lost
in
the way.
He looks mostly, at this point, like a little depressed. I mean, like, he knows the inevitable. It's like he has the second best handles in the league behind Steph, and you wouldn't know that watching these games so far because he hasn't done shit, and Steph's dancing around like a fucking Cirque du Soleil member. It's nuts.
Those are good shows.
Tristan Thompson, where's he at? Colin Tristan Thompson?
He had a couple minutes where he was like, I'm going to try to put some energy into this thing. And they were just like, take these 6 3-pointers in a row.
He's overrated anyway. He's not very athletic.
He's an offensive rebound guy. He's a spark
plug. And I'm a Longhorn guy.
He can be a guy who brings you that
energy.
It just feels so silly talking about something like that at this point, though. Because it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't. And here's the thing. I'm interested to see what the Warriors do as a franchise, what the NBA does in going forward, if there's any reason for them to keep a team like this from being assembled in the future. Because you don't want a bunch of the best players in your league to team up and just shit on everybody. That's not great. The owners aren't going to like it.
I kind of like it.
The GMs are all fucking furious at this point. I have a personal relationship with one NBA GM who I will not name.
You're not going to name drop, huh?
That has referred to the Warriors as that fucking super team to me, which is, I mean, it just tells that these guys are like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Imagine if you came into work every day and your one job was to build a basketball team to compete with the Warriors. That was your job. It's pretty, that's a shitty way to go into every day with that task.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
I feel like LeBron has nobody to blame but himself, though. He's the one that got this train going.
It's not about LeBron at this point, man. I'm worried about the rest of us. Fuck LeBron. He's got three rings.
But he started the whole thing in Miami.
What the hell is my team supposed to do? What the hell is anybody else supposed to do? What's Philly supposed to do? If you're the Sixers right now, you're looking around like, oh, look, we're building a team.
I'm excited for that.
Well, how was Golden State able to achieve this, and why can't other teams do the same thing?
They did the exact same. Like, the Sixers could do this because the Warriors built through the draft. All these dudes, besides, they brought in one free agent, Kevin Durant, and now they're this, like, superpower, like the greatest team ever.
Yeah, and that's the other side of the argument is that they drafted Klay, Steph, Draymond.
Yeah.
So they didn't – it's not like they traded away their entire future for these three guys and then brought in Durant somehow or whatever. Like, they did draft those guys.
Right.
So you got to give credit where credit is due. And they've managed to keep them, and they've managed to add, you know
– I want to see who was drafted
before Steph Curry. A top three player. But – yeah, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know what.
It's ridiculous.
They just fucking up the whole game, man. It's crazy.
Here we go.
And in basketball, it's so easy to do because there's only five guys on the court.
Right.
The 2009 NBA draft.
You got to give him props.
Okay. Who was drafted?
All right. So first overall pick, Blake Griffin. Good pick. You think?
Sure.
Second pick, Hasheem Thabeet.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't even know if
he's
in the league.
He was a Rocket at one point. He's not good at the sport of basketball.
He's very tall, though.
Yeah.
Very tall.
James
producer
Harden.
Micah points out he was an Austin Toro.
Which is the Austin D-League team, correct?
Yeah, so he's probably over in Europe. James Harden.
Okay.
Decent. He's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Ricky Rubio. Good pick.
Fuck.
Is he starting for the Timberwolves still? Or?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Wait.
Not ideal.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. God, we almost traded. The Rockets almost traded for him a couple times, or at least they threw bait out there to make it look like they wanted to, and I was just like, please, no.
Was Curry even in the first round?
Yes, he was number 8. Okay. Tyreke Evans, my boy.
He's pretty good.
No.
He's no Steph Curry.
He's serviceable. He's serviceable.
Okay,
Johnny Flynn and then Jordan Hill. These were all picks before Steph Curry.
Johnny. But
the point is, Curry was considered a reach at, what was he, 8?
8, yes.
And people thought he was too small, and Do you remember watching him play like the first year or whatever?
Do you remember watching him?
He was too small.
In the NCAA tournament?
Is it fair to call him the best shooter of all time?
Yes.
No.
I don't think anybody.
And then
even the old school guys who are all offended if you bring up the 94, 95, or I'm sorry, 92, 93, 91, 90 Bulls, those guys that get all offended, they're admitting that Steph is the greatest shooter of
all
time.
And then on the other side of the court, you have like a top 3 shooter of all time.
Yeah.
And Klay Thompson
is one of the best shooters of all time as well.
He gets no credit.
He's just a weird cat.
He's also like a top 15 player in the league.
He's just a weird, ugly dude. He just wants to fucking shoot threes and lock people down.
He's got a brother in the MLB, I believe.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. We'll have to fact check that.
Micah, check me on that.
If you're a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, and your team takes not one but 2 point guards ahead of Steph Curry.
Same draft.
In that draft. Like, how much do you want to kill yourself in 2017?
Well, I mean, I think they're okay in 2017 with Carl Anthony Towns.
They haven't been in a playoff game since then, and Steph's going to win another championship.
They got a nice young core. Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Nobody gives a shit about your nice young core.
Let's take a step back. Carl Anthony Towns is special.
So is
he, like, no one's put up the numbers he's put up in the first 2 years of his career since, like, I think Elijah Wan.
There are a lot of special guys in the league, and we're at a point now where the argument is going to be, how many of these special guys do you need to get together on one team to beat the
to beat
fucking
the
Warriors?
To answer Dylan's question, Trace Thompson is an outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's Thank tight.
You. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
well, game 3 tonight.
Off season, LeBron, I mean, are we just giving this series to the Warriors, obviously? Five, or five?
I would be very
surprised.
I say
5. I don't think they pull out
the, I say sweep.
The
16
playoff
greatness.
Sweep.
I think it's I'm not I'm pretty I'll go with Dan. Predicting a sweep.
Here's the thing. Cavs win tonight. Here's the thing, though. Cavs really can't do anything in the offseason. I mean, they have. They might have to resign. They have to resign Korver.
Can any of us? The Warriors are like the inevitability of death. Like, none of us can do anything about this. It's just, it is what it is, you know? They're just better than everybody else.
Do the Cavs try to, like, sling Kevin Love for somebody? Just kind of change it up?
Probably.
Do they bring in Carmelo, if they can somehow fit that?
God, that would be funny.
I know Porzingis wants out of New York.
Everybody wants out of New York.
Could you get Porzingis somehow? He's still on a rookie deal, right?
We're not going to spend the next hour doing who's going to leave what squad in the NBA next year. Porzingis? Let's move on to the Stanley Cup.
Can we talk? No, not Stanley Cup. Can we talk about the Olympics?
Sure. Since we're on basketball. Because it's related to basketball.
Yeah. So Olympics have announced that it's very likely that 3-on-3 half court basketball is going to be an addition in Tokyo.
This is a weird thing.
3-on-3.
I love it.
Basketball.
NBA Jam was 2-on-2.
2-on-2.
And it's not full court, Dan. It's just half court.
Half court, like pickup ball.
Like you run it back and like
right
you check. They check it back to you?
It could be make it, take it. I don't know the fine details, but
where
it
did the,
seems
where
like it'd
this,
be awesome.
Where did this come from?
Asia, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. Producer Micah said 3-on-3 half-court basketball
and also,
is
also
huge
apparently,
in Asia.
And my source is Dan, so this could be very incorrect, that each country could have multiple teams.
You can't source the guy.
I'm sourcing Dan.
Sitting next to you.
Each country got multiple teams, so we could have...
We could run gold, silver, and bronze.
Yeah.
And... The other,
dominate.
We could win the top 10 teams. The whole fucking thing could just be filled with NBA guys.
Yeah.
This is idiotic.
No, it's awesome. What are you talking about?
You can't, this is a Frankenstein of a real sport.
The game is played in a half court and has a 12-second shot clock.
It's incredible. Oh, it's the best.
12 seconds?
This you is have ridiculous. To clear the ball past the three-point line.
You better
line
get a shot up.
Shot.
FIBA is the organization that oversees all this shit and picks the team or the sports that we play in the Olympics. Some of these quotes are just weird. Here's one. Now, there is an urban cluster that has been created, FIBA Secretary General Patrick Baumer told the Associated Press. The best urban team sport is 3-on-3 street basketball. It would certainly be a perfect fit. The fuck is an urban cluster? What the three? But what is happening? We already have basketball in the Olympics.
Right. We need more basketball, though. There's so many bad Olympics.
I just wonder, are we going to add like a par 3 golf course to this thing?
There's
like,
so many nice. There's so many bad Olympic sports that I'll watch more basketball. Like I won't say no to more basketball.
The I'm argument not. Is that like volleyball has indoor volleyball and beach volleyball and team beach volleyball.
Oh
and
my
there's only
God.
One version of basketball.
Right. Okay. Also, I mean,
I
fucking rugby's like a
I can
shitty
see,
version of itself in the Olympics.
I can see a European guy making that argument, like a you know, like a French guy smoking a cigarette, like the butt of a cigarette, arguing that there's all these different kinds of volleyball. But that's not how we do sports in America, man. We don't have like. Half-wit hockey and...
You don't want more gold medals?
Dude, think of a team with LeBron, KD, and Steph Curry.
They're not going to play in this shit.
I'm just saying, think about it.
It doesn't matter. Even
that
like
wouldn't, that'd be as fun as watching the Warriors kick the fuck out of everybody. There'd be no competition.
Dude, we could run out like CJ McCollum and like fucking, I don't know, like okay. Tyreek Evans.
You're talking about these guys like they're scrubs. Those
no,
are
no,
like,
these
those
are
top 20 players.
I know, no, they're not top 20 players, but... They could
are.
They could still win. Tyreek Evans is not a top 20 player.
Okay, CJ McCollum is arguably a top 20 player.
But like they would still win gold medals.
Yeah.
Granted, maybe, I don't know, you could make the argument this could be kind of even the playing field with like Spain, France, Australia.
I think it widens the gap.
You do?
Dude, because how?
I mean, Spain could run out the Gasol brothers.
That's a slow fucking team.
Yeah, slow it down. It's half court.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3-on-3.
I don't know. It's yeah. I'm not going to talk about the different.
Australia could run out like Simmons, Exum. I don't know. Fucking what's his name from Milwaukee?
So this is for the Summer Olympics. I'm assuming, right? It's not going to be winter 3-on-3 basketball.
Bill, obviously, come yeah. on.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
And it's in Tokyo. People are going to want to go to Tokyo. It's not real.
Let's give it a shot.
Maybe it's, no Zika.
Maybe it's tight.
It would be a 32 team tournament.
That's awesome.
There's no coach.
I mean, sign me up for that. No coach, no timeouts, 10-minute game.
No subs?
10-minute game?
10-minute game.
12-second shot clock, 10-minute game. That's
it says
exciting.
It's a 10-minute sprint, no coach.
That's exciting. Why no coach?
People are going to die. This is.
No, it's just like you're running it back. You're just playing pickup ball with your boys. It's going to be fun.
This is an article on NBA.com. The IOC wants to better appeal to young audiences and promote gender equality, but also stay within the limits of around 310 medal events and 11,000 athletes. Like, those are small limitations. 310 medal events. We've got, like Dan said, there's already so much ridiculous shit.
So many
shit.
Useless sports.
Anyway, that's just kind of fun.
They just added, like, sport climbing, news. Which I don't know what that is.
Just like speed mountain climbing,
no harness.
No harness, just to the death.
That's kind of fun.
You fall, you die. I watch that.
I'm into that.
That's fucking hot.
Skateboarding, they just added.
All right, let's move on to the Stanley Cup Finals. No, you know what? Let's not. Let's take it to a break, and then let's move on to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay.
Shocking twist there. We'll be right back.
So if you're listening to this, you probably enjoy podcasts. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast ourselves. I'm Dave. I'm here with Will and Dylan. We're touching base, guys. Why don't you come join us? Be part of Touch Nation. It's a thing. It's sweeping the country and even the world.
I thought we were calling them Base Touchers.
Base Touchers, Touch Nation, Touchers, whatever you want to call yourself. We just want you to listen.
I thought it was DCO Nation, Deal Closes Only.
That's a whole different thing. It's a subset. It's hard to explain. You have to listen to pick up on this. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. Just give us a shot during your business. That's all we ask.
All right, we're back. Time to talk Stanley Cup. We got a series. Thankfully, our Nashville Preds were able to win both games at home in Smashville.
Series hasn't started yet.
Series has not started yet.
No one's lost on home ice.
This is true. This is what they say. They even addressed that in the during the game. The commentators were like, "This saying has been around for 100 years, probably longer, but the series doesn't start until a home team loses." I was like, okay. It's just funny to me that everyone, like, that's a Twitter joke at this point.
Yeah, I mean, when are the NHL Stanley Cups going to begin? Just been waiting.
Yeah, just sitting Nothing's on our happened. Asses. Series still hasn't started.
Twiddling my thumbs.
This shit has been so exciting to watch. I've watched every game so far. At this point, I think I'm the biggest bandwagon fan, maybe in the history of sports, but certainly in the history of the Nashville Predators.
But you grew up a Preds fan.
I'm a lifelong Preds fan. Yeah. But, it's just been cool, man. I feel like I've been accepted by the Preds community. I have a hockey mask now. Have we talked about that yet?
No, I saw that. I saw that you put that on social media.
So I tweeted during like the most recent round before this one
against the
conference
Ducks.
Finals. Yeah. I decided I wanted a gnarly hockey goalie mask.
Authentic.
I think was how I put it for my birthday, which again is today. And in the mail a few days ago, I get home and I've got a box. There's no return address. There's no card. It's just a box. And I open it and there's a fucking hockey mask in it. The giant goalie mask with like gnarly eyes. It's like some kind of monster.
It looks mean.
Painted onto it. And my wish was granted, man.
Your aunt, correct?
But it turns out it was my aunt.
Yeah.
Who follows me on Twitter, which is just funny based on the fact that like I tweet about like terrible thing, like 69ing
and
all kinds of shit on Twitter.
Awful stuff.
And my aunt's on there, like throwing out hockey masks. Anyway, so I've got a
birthday
mask.
Gifts from your aunt.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with the mask?
You gotta step your aunt game up, Dan.
I need better aunts.
Are you gonna wear it around?
It's like a $150 mask.
Oh,
by the way,
I know.
So I've been wearing it at home a lot, mostly like during sex and you know when I'm showering. But
you touching yourself?
Yes. Anyway, I've got this goalie mask now, so I'm a big hockey guy is the point.
Yeah,
huge hockey guy.
It's weird. Your wife always asks you to throw on the mask.
Hockey is awesome.
Right, I know.
I wish I was more into it. I've said that many times on here. I love hockey, but I'm just not that into it yet.
Dude,
I'm getting there.
It's crazy because like during the game four in Nashville, they had Chuck. They had Charles Barkley up there in the booth. He's completely abandoned the NBA Finals. And it was funny. At one point, they had Gretzky up on some podium. I'm not sure what channel this was or what. I just saw the replay after the fact. So the camera's zoomed in on like Gretzky and some other white guy sitting next to him, and they're taking questions or talking about the final or whatever. And then just off screen, you hear like Wayne, who's your favorite black athlete of all time? And the camera like pans over and Charles Barkley is just standing off to the side with like a microphone, like laughing in his big ass suit. Like, I don't even know what he's doing out there. He couldn't be more out of place than out there with all these hockey guys. But you can tell he fucking loves it, and he's just gambling on all the games.
Oh yeah,
and he was housed when they had him in the booth. I think they had Carrie Underwood during the first period intermission, and the second they had Charles Barkley, which was, I mean, that's a pretty cool lineup of people to have come through. And Chuck, I don't have any, you know, confirmation on this, but seemed like he'd been doing a bit of boozing.
Which they need, because if we're being honest, these dudes that are analysts for like NBC Sports and just the hockey guys, they're just like the most straight-laced vanilla dudes on the planet.
They are. They are. The hockey commentators, but that's kind of like what makes it so fun. They're so serious about it.
They take everything for word.
Like, it's crazy. And then the game itself is just pure chaos.
Right.
Like I don't know. I'm in love with this shit right now, though. We just discussed Bieber off mic. I think we should discuss some more.
A quick question. NHL, do they do 2-3-2 or 2-2-1-1-1?
1-1-1.
Okay. So
there you go.
So it's going back to Pittsburgh.
Going back to Pittsburgh, then Nashville.
Then back to Nashville.
Then back to Pittsburgh. It's probably going 7.
Yeah. I think we're in for a 7-game series. All right, Justin Bieber, who has been called out many, many, many times over the years for flip-flopping different teams, sort of like Drake, but Bieber a little different, mostly because he's very shameless about it, more so, as shameless as you can be. There's a meme of, I guess it's a meme, I don't even know what a meme is anymore. It's like 15 pictures of Bieber compiled together in every hockey jersey known to man. He's from Canada. He's a Maple Leafs guy.
Leafs guy.
But as the Stanley Cup final progressed, he's been called out more and more, and these photos have been circulating. So the dude addressed it on Twitter and said, look, I'll put on any jersey from any pro team. If I'm whack for that, then I'm whack. He was saying that, you know,
he owned,
like,
the fact that he doesn't know a whole lot about sports.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that he nailed his response so well. I want to hate Bieber. He's winning me over very slowly but surely. I don't hate him like I want to hate him anymore.
This is a huge move for
Bieber. He nailed this response. It was perfect.
He said, I don't know enough about sports to have a valid opinion, which immediately I'm like, thank you,
like,
Bieber.
Throw me a jersey. If it looks cool, I'm going to wear it. Yeah, I respect it.
Can that be the tagline of our podcast?
Yes. We don't know enough to have a valid opinion.
But listen anyway.
But we do enjoy sports. That's weird. Bieber is all of us in 2017. But no, this was huge from him. You never hear dudes like that admitting shit like this.
If I'm whack, then I'm whack. Okay.
Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
That's
He's
great.
Just trying to have fun, man. He just likes hockey jerseys.
He's just the Biebs, man. A little pop singer
from
Canada.
He's a little fashionista.
He's the Biebs.
Looks
He's
good.
The
looks
Biebs.
Good.
Biebs slangs meat. Yeah, that's it from the NHL
good
world.
Good stuff from Bieber.
Looking forward to Game 5. Go Preds.
Yeah. Honestly, I think they've probably outplayed the Penguins the entire series. It's just Pekka Rinne is Rinne.
Yeah, he's been...
He's starting to get his confidence back, his swagger back.
He was unbelievable in Game 4.
Game 1 and 2, he was the sole reason they lost.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh went like 32 minutes without a shot on goal in Game 1 and somehow won.
Well, the first shot after that stretch of...
Went in.
No shots went in.
Yeah.
And they just kind of peppered him.
Yeah. There was, so I hate Sidney Crosby just by default as a lifelong Preds guy.
Right.
The goal he had, the only goal they scored in Game 4, the one he had one-on-one against Pekka Rinne, whatever his name is.
Your guy.
My goalie was pretty filthy.
Well,
just to give Crosby some.
He's the world's best, so.
So he is, did we already talk about, I think this was me having a conversation with a buddy. Like, he's up, getting up there with Gretzky. He is rising up through the ranks of considered one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, it's like,
is he?
It's well known that he's like the best player in the world.
I don't think he gets that type of props.
Because he's very hateable.
What makes him hateable?
He's
just being a Pittsburgh.
Kind of being soft. I mean,
he's been concussed like
he's
a thousand
times.
He's
had a huge concussion problem, but early in his career, he was kind of like always an instigator, kind of like, but he would never kind of like he would like slash somebody and just kind of run away.
Well, that's what stars do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get in the fray.
And it's really, he's just hateable because he's so damn good.
Yeah, everybody that's super
people
good.
People hate
and he has really bad facial hair, which I respect. He just wears it proudly.
Oh, I love dudes with bad facial hair.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
A proud part of that community.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. All right, moving on from hockey to golf. The U.S. Open is next weekend, June 15th through 18th. Phil Mickelson not playing in the tournament to attend his daughter's high school graduation.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
I just had this conversation with Klein, actually, on the golf course the other day.
Klein Kubiak.
Yeah.
Noted son of Gary Kubiak.
Friend of the program.
Yeah, that one.
We're not trying to name drop or anything. Gary Kubiak, former Denver Broncos Super Bowl winning championship coach, Gary Kubiak. But that Gary Kubiak.
I was like, man, I would never do that. He was like, oh, I think it's a really great move. It shows, and he's not a Phil. He's very anti-Phil. He's like, I think this is a great move. It shows, you know, good guy, whatever.
His daughter is
giving the U.S. Open.
His daughter's giving the speech. She's the valedictorian.
This is high school.
Is she like handicapped?
What do you mean? There's no valedictorian.
There's a valedictorian in high school. What? Is she handicapped in some way?
No. She is like the smartest person at her high school. She's given a speech.
You don't go. If she's handicapped,
you don't go.
You go.
You don't go. This is the U.S. Open.
I get it's the one tournament he's never won. The one major he's never won.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Okay. Now he definitely has to go to the U.S. Open.
He's always been the bridesmaid, never the bride, like six times. But, and I mean, let's face it, time's running out. Phil's, what, like 46, 47?
Yeah,
he's getting up there in age.
He's the old guy on tour for sure.
Yeah, but and I get it's his high school graduation. If his daughter was just kind of going through the motions and just kind of like
it's fucking high school. If you don't graduate from high school, you're a goddamn idiot.
Well, I get that, but she is given like the biggest reason I think he's going is because she's given a speech.
You know what? Producer Micah just said watch it on YouTube. Dude could watch it live. Send some fucking clone from Callaway or whatever, make them strap one of those cameras to their head and stand in the front row and live stream that bitch on your phone.
Well, superstars don't miss their sporting events for stuff like this.
Hey, man, at the end of the day.
If it was like Billy Horschel, okay.
Yeah,
no one gives a fuck.
Like LeBron James says, though, man, it's just a game. It's just a game.
No, this is not,
it's
this
not
is
a
his,
game. It's the U.S.
This is
Open.
His livelihood. This is
the
his
US
legacy.
Open.
He's got a few more.
Dude. Speaking of this whole
situation, you only have one high school graduation.
We talked about the list that ESPN put out of the 100 most famous athletes in the world or whatever last week. Phil is really fucking high up.
Phil
on
was
that
before
thing.
Tiger, wasn't he? That was weird.
I think so.
I didn't understand that.
Well, because Tiger list was, is at the game.
Yeah, but that list was trash too. But anyway,
there's no way Phil's more famous than Tiger.
No,
regardless.
He's not. That it's silly to put him in front of Tiger. Yeah. But.
Tiger's barely an athlete anymore, though.
Point being that Phil Mickelson is probably, like, I've always considered him, like, and this, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, I'm just, he's, like, famous to white people.
Yeah, no, not that many
like
black
an upper,
people
upper,
like, know who Phil is.
Like, a wealthy white guys love Phil because he's kind of an asshole and he used to be fat.
Big gambler.
And inside trader.
He's not, yeah, he's big into inside trading and gambling and all that
kind of
shit.
Kind of. We
and
should
being
aspire,
cuckolded.
We should be aspired
allegedly.
To be him besides that.
Yeah. But so I never really saw him as like a super popular athlete in general or like an international athlete, but he apparently is. Or, you know, maybe he's not. ESPN doesn't know shit. They just put together that list like Playboy puts together the fucking
party school list.
They don't know shit.
That'd be kind of a fun idea. We just go around like Austin to like a bunch of black dudes and just show them pictures of golfers and see if they know who they are. Like Jordan Spieth.
Well, that's a good idea, but you're going to need to go to a different city.
Yeah,
like six black dudes in Austin.
Many here.
They're hard to find.
Why is that?
Don't fucking know. We're just the whitest, weirdest city.
Everyone here is white in between 24 and 32.
I got to get out of here, man. I got to get back to Houston. There's too many white people here for me.
It's too whitewashed.
Need some culture.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the story about Jack Nicklaus, though, before we move on?
What?
He had six kids, and that often they would have this graduation dilemma, but he just spent so much money donating to their private school that the school would schedule the graduation around his golf schedule.
Boom.
And he was sort of dogging on Phil for not doing the same thing.
Basically calling Phil out.
Which is an ultimate white guy power move, I think.
Yes. That's what you do.
That's baller
status. Couldn't Phil do both? Like... I'm sure he could fly from Wisconsin, wherever The U.S. Open is in Aaron Hills in Wisconsin.
He's on a private jet. I think he's from San Diego. It must be a direct conflict. Mike, that's a good point.
Get a PJ.
The man is sponsored by a private jet company.
Play around.
It's still a three-hour flight.
Play around and just go back and forth.
You think PJ's fly at like 5,000 miles per hour
or
something?
Take a fucking nap on the flight. What do you mean it's a three-hour flight?
There's probably a direct conflict in time. Well, clearly. Like he tees off when she's like on stage.
Clearly.
Your high school graduation, you look back, you remember. I remember it was like late on a Friday at like, I don't know, 7?
I think ours was in the morning.
Was it?
Yeah. Ours was in the morning. Look, whatever. My
point is I'm sure he thought of that, guys.
Yeah, he probably considered that option. I'm assuming he is... Yeah, okay. Oh, this weekend is the St. Jude Classic. That's a golf tournament.
No one cares about the tournament leading up to a major.
It's in Tennessee.
Nobody gives a shit.
Let's talk about baseball. The Houston Astros are the best team in the major leagues.
Congrats,
you bandwagon piece of shit.
We just crushed 11 straight before last night where we finally lost a game. 42-16 record.
They're good.
The first team with at least 42 wins in their first 58 games since the 2001 Mariners.
You remember that team. Ken Griffey, Randy Johnson, Alex Rodriguez.
Yes.
You know, just a few.
Edgar Martinez.
Guys.
They have a 14-game lead in the AL West. I saw a thing where 100% of simulations had them ending up in the playoffs, which is just kind of funny. I mean, so early on in the season.
Yeah, they can
I've
coast.
Never seen a simulator end up with 100% of anything.
It's and June, and they're already like, they can coast to the playoffs.
And I think it's June, and I think the Phillies have already been eliminated from the playoffs.
Join me, Dan. Join me in Astros paradise. All right, so this is the great thing about having a baseball team that's this good. Every time I check my phone, they're just crushing somebody. And it just feels nice. You're not going to watch all the games. There's 700 games.
700.
But you just need that little reassurance whenever, you know.
That life's okay.
That life's, it's that it's going to be okay.
Things are rough. You know,
are
you
riding
a bad
this
day?
Gambling wave, by the way?
I rode the shit out of this past couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
And my bookie felt that one. But I lost last night.
Just to be clear, that 2001 Mariners team didn't have A-Rod, Griffey, or Randy Johnson.
None of them? Was that 98?
Good job, Dan.
God. Too late.
You really nailed that one.
Crushed it. Thank you.
Nobody would have knew that if you didn't bring that up.
Thank you so much for that.
God damn it.
Sorry, no, somebody would have known that.
I sounded confident enough.
Every week people
did
it. They're like, will you please
besides
tell
Edgar
Dan
Martinez.
Blank. I think it was the year that A-Rod left. Like, he left the year before.
To
and
the,
won, like,
the Rangers? I thought he left the Rangers.
Jay Buhner, David Bell, Ichiro, Edgar Martinez, John Olerud. Obviously, they were good. Carlos Guillen.
It's been interesting to watch Houston fans attempt to figure out how to react to baseball again. Because we were the worst team in the league for years and years, it's like people don't even know what to do at this point. Like, I've got buddies who are super, I mean, you know, you can call it bandwagoning if you want, but if you're from the city, you have the right to bandwagon, in my opinion, that are all up on the Astros now that never gave a fuck about baseball before. And last night when we lost, they don't know how to react to a baseball loss. They know what it means when a football team loses. Like, the Texans lose a game. They know that's a big deal. It's not good. There's only 12 games, whatever. They know what a basketball loss means. Like, slightly less significant than an NFL loss. But, you know, you don't want to lose too many games.
Right.
Baseball, a loss isn't all that big of a deal.
There are 162 regular season games. It means pretty much nothing.
And when you just rattled off 11 in a row, people have forgotten what it feels like to see that your team lost a baseball game. And then it just... Last night was hilarious because the Twitter mood and the group text mood for all my Houston people was like they were devastated.
Oh, God.
We lost one game.
Who'd y'all lose to, by the way?
The Royals, I think.
Yeah, they're good.
Royals? I don't think Royals are that good this year, right?
They're mediocre.
Pretty bad. Pretty average.
But it's baseball. Great teams lose to bad teams all the time.
I think the Cubs
Shit
are like
happens.
500 right now.
Well, they're heating up. They're getting there. But...
It's not really no time to hit the panic button.
Well, no, but that's the funny thing is people are like, can they beat Cleveland? Like, dude, there's so many games left. Like, do we have to talk about
that
this
super
shit right
team
now?
That is Cleveland?
Can't we just enjoy the fucking show? While I mean, come on,
they're 42-16.
Aren't they calling
there's 100 games?
Aren't
left.
They calling the Astros like the modern day Murder's Row?
They're calling, yeah,
it's the new Murder's Row.
Dude, it's fucked up, man. It is a tough lineup to pitch to.
Isn't everyone hitting like 300, 400?
A lot of the guys are hitting below 300, but every time they hit the ball, it's a home run.
Fuck. I hate you guys.
It's awesome.
I hate success.
Join me, Dan. All right. NFL. The NFL starts in 92 days. We are about to hit, sadly, the... When the NBA Finals conclude, which will likely be in the next week, we hit the stretch of the year. Well, and we've got the Stanley Cup playoff. Thank God. Pray that goes to 7 games. Extend our misery another week before it hits us. And then we hit the stretch where it's just baseball. Even if you have the hottest team in the world, which I do, I'm still very much afraid of this time period of the year approaching again. First of all, now we have a podcast where we're supposed to talk about sports. If baseball is the only sport on, what do we just turn this thing into an Astros podcast?
We're going to have to join like a beer league softball.
Like, what are we going to do?
I think soccer even ended.
Talk about it.
Is there bowling?
Can't even talk soccer. I think Premier League just ended, right?
Well, even if we could, we wouldn't. So.
Yeah, I know there was a soccer game the other day.
You don't have to replace Champions League. We talk soccer every time.
Cristiano Ronaldo won something else.
Real Madrid won the Champions League, I think.
He wins every... That get me and him are boys.
You vacation together.
Yeah, we vacation together. Anyway, 92 days till the NFL season starts.
Less than that for college football, though.
I think it's only like
85 days.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a week before.
All right.
J.J. Watt got some pub yesterday.
J.J. was upset that he was ranked 35th in the NFL Network's top 100 players poll. Now, here is why this is funny.
He's an idiot.
As my friend Thomas wisely pointed out, J.J. is not good at disguising the reason he's angry, which is what he was saying is that it's silly because he only played however many games last
year. So he's not angry because he's ranked so high. He's angry because he is ranked high. He thinks he doesn't deserve it.
No, that's his facade.
Yeah,
but in reality, it's because he knows that he's one of the 10 best players in the league.
Oh, easily, he's the best defender in the league.
He's saying that's what he's actually mad about.
But
is that he's not where he should be.
Another reason why this is such a stupid thing for him to talk about is this isn't the top 100 players in the league in 2016. This is just the top 100 players in the league, of which he is clearly a member of. This is the dumbest thing in the world to throw a fit about. Shut up.
It just was the perfect J.J. Watt conundrum where you could tell he...
I think he used an ellipsis in his tweet, too. Like, just
he was
add,
so upset.
Just to add, you know, attitude into it. Like, shut up, dude.
An ellipsis?
Yeah.
What's an ellipsis?
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh. Yeah, he's just being sassy. That's just J.J. He's always sassy.
Like, just to be extra sarcastic about it.
Man, I know what they say about J.J. Watt is that he's the sassiest of the sassy.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Nobody says
this. I hear that all the time, yeah.
I can't wait till it's just baseball and we can pick apart the top 100. That's going to be electric.
He's such
radio.
A douche. Good guy.
We just go through.
Incredible football player. He's just a douche.
Like, DeMarco Murray is not better than Fletcher Cox at 35. What the fuck?
Yeah, J.J.'s a bit of a douchebag.
He is.
Probably, if you can name a bigger try-hard athlete.
I can't.
LeBron.
I won't try to.
Ever.
No,
he's not. He's truly not. He's the closest is LeBron. But... Nobody's on JJ's level.
It's out of control.
I think he peaked in tryhardness during Hard Knocks when they had all that footage of him like staying after practice doing fucking
like
up
hours
downs,
after
like, up downs like by himself.
And then he would sign autographs until like they closed the light and the lights were shut
until
off
until 4 a.m.
The doors were locked.
Then he'd like walk home a bunch of blind orphans.
Yeah,
first one in, last one out.
Dude, he's just the epitome of tryhard. But
is he become self aware though?
No, I don't think he really has. And this tweet is just evidence, further evidence of that. The fact that he didn't think anybody could see through this tweet and this whole little, what'd you call it?
Facade?
Yeah, but he threw a fit.
Yeah.
That he didn't think anybody could see through that is evidence that he's still not self-aware.
His brother that was just drafted, I think it was the first round. We got
TJ.
By the way, TJ and JJ, come on.
it's easy.
These fucking people.
I hate the initials on grown men.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
He's not as insufferable as his brother.
He go to the Steelers? He went to the Pittsburgh, I think?
I don't think he's going to... He's not as insufferable because he's not as good, first of all. But then he's also...
We don't know that.
Oh, we do.
Well, two watts is too
coming out
watts.
Of college. I think TJ's getting more pubs than JJ did.
There are well, yeah, because of
but Dan,
because of
but I'm saying I think TJ was a better player in college.
Who cares, dude? JJ Watt has turned into
dude,
one of the
JJ
best players
got
in the world.
Drafted top 15. TJ got drafted bottom of the first round.
Was JJ drafted? Top?
Yeah, we okay. used our first.
But he was a 2-star coming out of high school.
That doesn't matter.
Look,
that has nothing to do with anything.
The Watt brothers are already chirping at each other about they play on Christmas Day or whatever. And about how they want to line up against each other.
Oh God!
It's Shut gonna them. Be it's gonna be a fucking just a Watt jerk fest on Christmas.
JJ was the 11th pick.
We should all boycott that game.
Or I'm sorry, the 2011 draft.
Well, I saw Vegas had the Texans at like a 0.08% chance of making the Super Bowl, which I'm pretty pumped about.
That's not bad.
That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Got your quarterback. That was the missing piece.
Oh, God. All right, let's get into the backdoor cover hotline. Our number is 800-392-6344. You can call us, ask a question, just rant about your favorite team or sporting event or the Olympics or favorite porn star.
Your favorite sex position. We don't care.
800-392-6344. We got two calls this week. Say your name, say your town, ask us a question. Here's this week's first call.
Yo, what's up, backdoor cover? This is John from the Tennessee area. Just want to give a shout out to the Preds and to Dan and Ross for helping on the bandwagon. You know, this Preds team's going all the way. We're going to rape a few Penguins. Just want to give a shout out, man. Thanks for jumping on board. Dylan, if you still need some hair dye for those gray spots, hit me up. Micah, you can suck a banana. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I got something to say.
Hold on.
He's from the Tennessee area. Does that mean he's from like one of the surrounding states or is he actually from Tennessee?
All right, that guy had to have been fucked up. Or he just got so nervous and he panicked. I love that call. But he ended it with thanks for calling.
If I want some hair dye, I'll probably just go to the local store here. I'm not
so
gonna
many,
you're not my plug.
So many mistakes.
Yeah, that guy was
first, the Tennessee area.
From the Tennessee area.
What is that, the United States or the Tennessee area? What is the
Are you actually in Tennessee? Like are you just outside of it or
I'm
what?
From the surrounding area of Tennessee. It's part of the
I'm from one state over from Tennessee.
What? Then he wants to hook you up with hair dye?
Yeah.
Buy that anywhere, man.
I'm gonna let it hang though.
He's not the plug.
That guy
claws up.
He
though.
Was not ready for the mic.
And then he thanked himself for calling.
Thanks for calling.
To close out the call. And he goes, thanks for calling. Fuck. Dude, that was the best call we've ever gotten.
Please call every week, man.
Best call we've ever gotten. Oh, my God. you're welcome. You're welcome for jumping on the Preds bandwagon.
I'm from the Texas area.
And it's not like Tennessee is a little state. It's fucking God. Huge.
Oh. We have one more call from a caller I think you're going to enjoy.
Oh, please play it.
Hey, this is John, Tennessee again. I just want to get y'all's perspective on this. Y'all think LeBron signed like a deal with the devil to win championships and now he's just trying to go back on his deal and trying to win more than he was guaranteed? You know, like HE double hockey sticks when Heinrich signed that contract. Actually, he got out of that contract, but still. How many dicks is LeBron sucking to get to Jordan's championship level? I'll hang up now.
This guy's on peyote or something.
Shouts to the HE double hockey sticks reference. What a movie.
I don't even know what to say at this point. He called back?
He called back in with that take. That's the worst part.
He ended his first call with thank you for calling, fuck. And then he called back to give us the worst take of all time.
He pivoted from hockey to a terrible LeBron take.
He actually called a third time after this, and it was worse.
And we're not going to waste your time with that, but did LeBron...
Fair question.
He's talking about sucking dicks in hell and...
And the devil?
Deal with the devil.
I don't even know. How many dicks do I think LeBron sucked? I don't know.
Four dicks.
Four cocks.
Jesus.
Fiery demon.
Hey, man, keep
penis.
Calling.
Demon Dick. I guess at least we got somebody calling in. That's the positive thing to take away from this, is that we have somebody from the Tennessee area who cares enough about us to give us a call, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling. Fuck.
Like, Tennessee is a very defined border, so you're either in it or you're not.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's... I guess he could be... I don't... Dude, that was incredible. Give us a call, 800-392-6344. Try to improve upon what we've just heard. I don't know that it can be done, but if you want to try, 800-392-6344. Are we going to read reviews? There's two stars next to it. Like, it that looks important. Yeah. We're going to read...
Micah says, yeah.
We're going to read some reviews.
You want to pull those up, Micah? You guys ready?
But in the meantime, I guess we'll talk about me.
What's going on, Ross?
Nothing, really. I don't have a whole lot. We're going to need those reviews to be pulled up at a faster speed than...
Dead air.
Make a note dead to air. Edit this segment.
Sorry,
so that this isn't so awkward.
Just a reminder to our loyal listeners out there, you guys can really help us on the podcast if you give us a 5-star review, and then you leave a comment. We'll read it on the podcast like we're going to do now. So here's one from May 18th from someone called Hate Gators. And it says, hashtag SCOBuffs. Again, from May 18th, we haven't talked about the buffs since it's November.
Is that the entire review?
It's June 7th. Oh. What?
Bone Zone is trash.
Yep.
Surprised that no CU callers have called the hotline or made the cut to make the pod? That's a question mark. Trash takes towards the end of the last ep, the last Mia K ep on 5/12 regarding football. We need more, quote, hashtag soccer stuff, end quote, segments. Man City is the team to follow because they can score goals like crazy. NBA is trash. Don't justify what we've seen in the NBA playoffs through today.
Do we have to keep
doing this? The 3X of Cavs times Golden State may be great, but up until now, NBA has been absolute trash.
What the hell?
I never get the argument of just like people saying the NBA is not fun to watch because it's not competitive and it's just the same teams. It's been this way forever.
If you want to give a terrible take, call the hotline. Don't leave it in the review. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's not for...
Talk about how good the podcast is in the review box. That's it. Then log out. Go on to Twitter or Reddit or something if you want to rant about your opinions.
Well, thanks for the review.
But thanks for the 5 stars.
But thanks for the 5 stars.
Chris Shables writes, is the title of his review. Love spitting the sports betting advice I hear on here to my friends and having them laugh in my face.
Dude, are there any positive
That's
reviews?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Could somebody get on there and leave a positive review?
Well, as long as you give us 5 stars, it doesn't really matter what
you write.
Leave
a fair review. I don't care if it's positive or negative.
It matters to me. I'd like to read something nice about us.
But
well, B-Chan9 writes, subpar at best, but he writes, the guys bring a consistently hilarious take on all things sports every week.
But subpar.
We bring a consistently hilarious take on all things sports, but we're subpar at best. Way to go, guys.
I'll take it. Here's another one titled Honorable Mention, which is sort of a lukewarm endorsement, but it says, my favorite podcast. I recommend you guys to all my coworkers. Especially nice to hear about Houston sports. Wish you all luck! Exclamation mark.
Hey, nice fella.
It's my favorite podcast, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and title my review Honorable Mention. As if, are you aware of what that means?
He wished us good luck.
But an honorable mention means it's like, oh, you didn't place.
Didn't make the
but
list.
But, you know, you did good.
But you're still not bad.
So we want to go ahead and give you a little, like a little pat on the back.
It's the spirit award of podcasts.
It's the participation award of podcasts, yes.
Two more. This one is from JTrain55, and it's entitled A Threat. Bring back the Bone Zone, or I will start a movement to have a download strike and listeners march. And saying it's gone for good better not be some stick to buy time until it comes back for college football in the fall.
Oh, that's only going to give us more pub. I mean, go ahead. Start a strike, dude.
A strike.
Yeah.
A listener strike.
Yeah, get people lined up outside with...
back the
Just
bones.
Just pick it in the fucking...
You know that fucking... You can't say the word I was going to... That idiot Jared was on. He came on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, my television and movie and entertainment.
He did the Throne Zone.
He did
yeah.
the fucking Throne Zone.
That's good.
It was embarrassing.
I listened to it. It was good.
Bill, I have,
he brought
I have
it.
Breaking news.
What?
I watched Episode one of Game of Thrones.
In its entirety?
In its entirety.
Holy shit. Last night. You're going to need to come on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles and talk about that.
Oh, we'll come on it.
Yeah. Good.
Do get it? Get it, Dan?
Do you have one more, Micah?
No, the only other Thank one that God. We have is from before. I think we read it about Dylan being a cigar store Indian.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I've heard that.
Fair enough. Yeah, please get on iTunes and leave us an actually good review. There's got to be somebody out there who can write something not stupid. You know?
Yeah, they pushed little homie off the thing. Episode one, you remember how far back that was?
Yeah, you're still thinking about it?
They pushed the homie out the window, man.
Yeah, dude. Bran, he's... I won't ruin anything.
Yeah, spoilers, guys.
I hope he's dead or alive.
Come on.
All right, do we have any shouts? Let's wrap this bitch up. Put it in a blanket and send it off to Cuba.
Shouts to the Las Vegas Golden Knights taking the ice soon. I'm ready.
Maybe. Shouts to the 2001 Seattle Mariners.
And whoever was on that team.
Whoever was on that team. You know,
which was not Ken Griffey Jr.
Sometimes you got to take your shot. You know, I just kind of throw things against the wall, see if it sticks.
You shoot often.
Dan was spitting knowledge.
You're a volume
shooter.
It was 16 years ago. I don't know.
Roster knowledge.
The difference between 16 and 19 years ago, it's blurry. You know, that team, they were together on a Mariners team.
At some point.
Around that area. Like that decade.
At some point. Okay.
Yeah.
Shouts to the Tennessee area. Coming in hot this week.
If you're from the Tennessee area, shouts to you.
Yeah, shouts.
But not Tennessee.
Well, maybe that might
no
include.
Shouts
we
to
don't
Tennessee.
Know.
It's the area.
It's the area.
Whatever that means. Shouts to the Preds. Let's do this.
So yeah. I guess, yeah, shouts to the Tennessee.
Stand with us. Hashtag stand with us. That's their hashtag. That's our hashtag. It's not good, but we're using it.
Can we just get people to tweet at the show using that hashtag so we get mixed in with Nashville Predator Twitter?
Yes. Please tweet at us with the hashtag stand with us. Also, I would like someone to send me goalie pads next. A full goalie pads, please. And ice skates it will be the last thing. But for now, just the pads. And that's it. Check out rowdygentleman.com. Use the code BACKDOOR for 10% off your entire order. Dan, you have something to add?
Yeah, if you send pads to Ross, he will do the rest of the shows throughout the summer in those pads.
I didn't make that promise. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor. Follow me at WR Bolin on all social media. Follow Dan at.
Yeah.
All right. Follow Dylan at D Shiverry with four non-consecutive E's. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a rating, and we'll see you next week. Sports.
Bye.